Random House Audio presents Any Way the Wind Blows by Elin Harris. Read for you by Dominic Hoffman, Bonnie Turpin, and Myron Willis. Side A. Yancey's Big Rain. When I walk into a room, other women either leave or gather into small groups. That's the kind of woman I am. So imagine my surprise when that stopped happening when I moved to the West Coast. I was used to the seas parting for me, but I guess La La Land hadn't been warned about me. About a month ago, my record company gave a listening party at one of Hollywood's newest eateries, Rain, for my soon-to-be-released CD, I'm Not in Love. The party was swimming with members of Hollywood's black elite and their flunkies and was a West Coast version of a ghetto fabulous plush bash. It was a great event. But if I had to rank them, it was the second best party where I was the guest of honor. The best party I ever attended was the day before I was supposed to get married. We had a spectacular party at Laura Bell in New York City. And as delicious as that party was, my wedding day was an equal disaster. My groom-to-be dropped a full-tilt nuclear assault bomb on me. He decided the morning of our wedding that he would rather spend the rest of his life flip-flopping between the beds of both men and women instead of sleeping with just me. But when I really think about it, Basil and I had more problems than a college entrance exam. He had a difficult childhood. I had a miserable one. He lied about his past. I embellished mine. He wanted children.